Apple sold fewer iPhones in the holiday quarter, even though it released three new ones in 2017 instead of the traditional two. But by raising the prices of the phones, Apple brought in more iPhone revenue. And you know what that means, folks? Prices are not about to go down. You'll be paying more and more for your iPhones in the coming years. Sorry to have to report the bad news to you. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. Apple sold 77.3 million iPhones in the quarter, which is down slightly from 78.2 million in the year-ago quarter. Yet in revenue, Apple saw $61.5 billion generated from iPhone sales, and that compares to $54.3 billion in the year-ago quarter. Now, the iPhone 8 and 8 Plus, which came out in September, they got so-so reviews, as the new models seem like modest upgrades over previous editions, and the iPhone 10, the most expensive iPhone ever, has seen sales slide. Apple has reportedly cut back on production of the units due to sagging sales. Yet on a conference call with financial analysts to discuss the earnings, Apple CEO Tim Cook insisted that the iPhone 10 had been the best-selling iPhone since it was released out of any of the units that he sells week in and week out. But are things really that rosy? I just got my hands on a new report from Strategy Analytics noting that iPhone sales have in fact declined on an annual basis for five of the past eight quarters. I think we know where the trend is going. Quote, if Apple wants to expand shipment volumes in the future, it will need to launch a new wave of cheaper iPhones and start to push down, not up, the pricing curve, unquote, notes the analyst Neil Mostyn, who also noted that the average selling price for an iPhone in the most recent quarter was $800. Now, two other numbers from Apple's earnings are worth noting. First, Apple says that some 1.3 billion people now actively own and use iPhones. And secondly, Apple Services Division is the go-getter unit of the company, number two to iPhones and ahead of iPads, Macs, and other products in terms of overall sales. Services brought in $8.4 billion in the recent quarter, up from $7.1 billion in the year-ago quarter. This division's on a roll. Now, services is iCloud, iTunes, Apple Music, basically Apple online software. All those nagging notes you get every day telling you that you're out of storage and that you need to upgrade your iCloud. That's services. And with 1.3 billion people taking more photos and videos than ever on their iPhones and running out of room endlessly, you can see why services is a cash cow. If Apple never released another iPhone and just sat back and let services do its thing, it could generate $30 to $40 billion a year in revenues. Think about that for a moment. McDonald's, the nation's largest restaurant chain, sells about $25 billion worth of hamburgers and such every year. Apple already sells more iCloud storage space and Apple Music subscriptions than McDonald's generates with Big Macs. Now, one of my favorite analysts, Pat Moorhead, notes that you could buy a 32-gigabyte SD card for around $20. And with that, you won't get the nag every morning when you get out of bed telling you that you've run out of storage. But not only is iCloud a better deal, starting at $1 a month for 50 gigabytes of storage, it's a golden goose for Apple. And of course, you know Apple will have new iPhones in the fall like clockwork. And you kind of know, based on this earnings report, that they're going to have higher prices than the 2017 models. Just look at the numbers. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You have been listening to Talking Tech. Don't forget to subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher. Please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts, which helps more people find the show. And as always, stick with USA Today for the latest.